You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. I loved Matt McGraw there at the BBC setting the scene for us. Tens of thousands of people in Copenhagen standing in line, queuing up, as he says.
With their own little permits, individual websites and brochures.
Indeed. It's our understanding, though, that the mayor of New York did not queue in any lines this morning at Copenhagen.
No.
We can't totally confirm that, but that's our understanding. He's taken the can-do attitude he brings to City Hall in New York to the Copenhagen climate talks, where can't-do and stalemate have seemed to be the headlines for the last couple of days. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is attending that Copenhagen conference as part of a summit of mayors. Is all environmentalism local? Can local political activism on environmental issues combat global warming? Michael Bloomberg says yes, to a point. Mayor Bloomberg, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a little bit chilly in Copenhagen, but probably chilly in New York as well.
Indeed. Actually, it's a little bit warm here. It's going to cool down tomorrow, but enough of the weather. Let's talk about what you've said on a number of occasions. I can recall a speech you gave back in 2008 where you said the United States needs to lead by example to have an impact on global warming. Do you think we're doing that, and how is that reflected in your work at the climate change conference?
Well, I think it's cities that are going to lead national governments to do something, and national governments have to help each other, and America has always been the country that sets the standard for the whole world and leads by example, and so it is incumbent on our federal government to do something, but it's the cities where the mayors have to make sure that their economies aren't choked by congestion. It's the cities where the mayors have to make sure that the public doesn't have to breathe pollutants in the air into their lungs, and so, yes, we have to lead by example, but even if nobody paid attention elsewhere, I think we have an obligation to do something and the ability to do something. And in New York, we just passed a green buildings bill, which will require, for example, landlords to post what the energy uses in their buildings are on the internet. Then tenants that might want to locate into those buildings, or buyers for those buildings, or lenders to the owners of those buildings, can see whether those buildings are energy efficient. In the end, all these things help ourselves.
Mayor Bloomberg, one of the issues is political. And when you came into office nearly a decade ago, you really put a moratorium on the recycling program in the city of New York and refocused it and then brought it back. First of all, you were criticized for doing that.
With everything, you can always do it better, and times change and you should look at new ways of doing it. But you also have to be realistic in terms of the economy and jobs and what society can afford. And so for example, recycling is not the best use of your dollars to improve the environment, do something else for a while. If recycling the way we did it in the past is not economically viable, but there is another way to make it economically viable, there's no harm in changing that. And I've always thought that if you really want to make change, you have to bring things back to people's self-interest today. So, for example, we all care about housing and jobs. My house, my job. And that's fine. That's what we should be doing. So if you can make it, if people can understand that if they ever, for example, change the light bulbs in their house or their apartment, they will reduce their energy bills overnight. If they were to paint the roofs of their houses or apartments white, they would reduce their energy bill dramatically overnight. Then they'll do that, and there are longer-term and more global benefits. But in the end, a company is going to do what's in the interest of its shareholders.
Right.
So if you can show the company that they can save money by being more ecologically friendly, or if they can recruit a better workforce, it has a lot of benefits in doing it short term. And then I'll take the long term stuff. That's great. That's where we really have to do it. But the ways you're going to get it done is to make people understand short term, local, right in their own backyard, right in their own house,
right,
they can make the world better.
You know, we've been hearing voices from around the world all week long as Copenhagen has been taking place. And young children in India were commenting on this program yesterday about how the United States has an unfair amount of carbon that it puts into the environment purely by virtue of its luxury and standard of living. Are you vulnerable as a mayor of New York on that?
I don't know that Americans are a bad example. New York City, for example, is one of the most environmentally friendly cities in the world per capita. because of our density and because more people walk and take mass transit than virtually any place else, and most of our pollutants come from buildings and not from transportation. But regardless, we should sit here and not worry about what anybody else is doing. We should do our part to make our world, particularly the part of the world we live in, better. And it is clearly true that more developed countries, in many senses, use more energy and therefore are more polluting. But that doesn't mean that less developed countries should aspire to be as big polluters as we are. In fact, they have an opportunity to get the development in a much more efficient way. So what we have to do is, yes, India has to develop, and yes, India wants for its people the same things we have for us. But while we're trying to bring our use of carbon products and pollution down, as they develop their economy, they should try not to raise it, and we'll both wind up in a great place.
Mayor, we've seen the agreements in Copenhagen get stalled by some pretty complicated political issues between countries, and we've seen states like California bypassing Copenhagen altogether to get some environmental agreements. Which is more effective? Do you think in the end that cities and states are going to have to bypass this political, international political stage?
Well, I've always believed whether it's changing the environment or controlling crime or improving public education, all of the big issues that face us, most of them are issues where, in the end, it is cities and city governments that make the difference. And that's partly because the mayors are closer to the people day in and day out. You know, I take the subway every day. I hear what people's concerns are. I walk the streets. I shake hands with anybody and everybody. And then as you move up towards state and then finally get to the federal government level, they are, maybe for security reasons or a variety of other things, more removed from the day in and day out interests of the people. The reason that mayors typically don't go on to higher offices is they have to make decisions. The public looks at them and says, I want that garbage cleaned up and I want it done efficiently. I want to reduce my energy bill in my apartment or my house today. And those are done much more at the city level.
Right.
And that's why mayors are much more of an operations kind of person, whereas governors and presidents tend to be more of legislative kinds of functions,
right,
even in the executive branch.
Well, I'll come at it one more time on this sort of lead by example idea. Does that mean you're going to fly commercial home from Copenhagen, Mr. Mayor, the way you use private jets?
No, I'm taking a bunch of people, but you know, the small carbon footprint that the plane generates in return for getting the opportunity to come here and to perhaps get lots of cities to follow New York's lead and for New York to learn from other cities. You know, a lot of what we do in New York City, we've learned from other cities. For example, I'm here in the City Hall in Copenhagen, and our new program to close Broadway and Times Square and Herald Square, which has reduced traffic accidents, pedestrian accidents dramatically, which has improved traffic and certainly helped tourism and business in the area, that came from ideas that we saw
right
here in Copenhagen.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Mayor Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg with the Vagabond Shoes, is the mayor of New York, and he's at the Climate Talks in Copenhagen.
Top of the heap, these little town blues.